Welcome to eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host, and part of the e-learning team here at eMoney. From exciting new features within the application to hearing directly from the hearts and minds behind the platform itself, we're on a mission to help you use eMoney to elevate your day-to-day business and create a great financial planning experience for your clients. In today's episode, we're stepping outside the planning platform and talking all about the eMoney Summit, a virtual event from October 16th to 18th this fall, where we invite you to join us in learning how to enhance your value as a financial professional and provide a personalized planning experience for your clients. Julie Salvatore, Supervisor of Retention Marketing, is here today to share the details on what to expect from this year's summit, including an exciting lineup of speakers you can expect to hear from. So let's get to learning more about eMoney's Summit. Thanks for joining the podcast today, Julie. It's so great to have you. Before we get into everything about Summit, can you tell listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Sure. Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me. Yep. My name is Julie Salvatore. I've been at eMoney for a bit over 5 years. I work on the eMoney Advisor Retention Marketing team. Our team's responsible for providing comprehensive support through our customers' entire life cycle to create a successful adoption and engaging experience for our clients. In respect to the eMoney Summit, I oversee the event promotions to our customer base, support the rest of my team, ensuring that we communicate the value of the event effectively to all of our various audiences.
That's awesome. You definitely play an important role here at eMoney for our advisors and making sure that they have a great experience overall. And I'm very excited to talk to you about Summit today because it's a really awesome event that we get to put on for people. To kind of ask you a little bit more about Summit and the experience that people can expect to get out of it, I do have a few questions for you. The first really being, can both new users and experienced users benefit from Summit?
Yeah, absolutely. All expert trainers, session facilitators, and subject matter experts have worked to create a very comprehensive agenda this year, just to kind of keep our customer proficiencies in mind when developing session content. So Summit attendees will actually be able to see proficiency callouts next to all breakout sessions in their agenda, just noting if it's good for beginner, intermediate, or advanced, just to make it really easy for people to join sessions and find ones that are most aligned with their experience level. Our main stage panels and keynote speakers, however, are relevant to all users, no matter their eMoney proficiency.
Do you have to even be an eMoney user to register for Summit?
No, not at all. Most, I would say over 85% of our attendee base tends to be customers, but we absolutely have other people, financial professionals in the industry at large that find a lot of value from coming as well.
Great. That's definitely something that I think people will enjoy getting to see what they could experience with eMoney if they're not currently users. And can you register individually and as a firm, or is this just going to be for individual advisors?
Yeah, we have options for both. So individual advisors absolutely can register themselves or the small firm that they're with. And we also have options for groups that want to register larger amounts of people in their organization. A lot of our enterprise clients do take advantage of our different tiers for firm pricing. It just kind of gives them a bulk discount if they want to purchase up front, knowing that they'll have enough interest to fill the seats.
That's awesome. Good to know for our users. One thing that I know that you kind of touched a little bit on is some keynote speakers and stuff like that. So overall, what could advisors expect to see at this year's summit?
Yeah, there's so much exciting opportunities that we're offering this year. We have main stage presentations, both from eMoney leadership and other industry experts. We have really compelling keynotes this year, which I'm sure we can get into a little bit later, impactful breakaway sessions. We also have limited room interactive roundtable discussions. Every year, we also offer an included 30-minute one-on-one training session with an eMoney expert trainer. We have, for the first time ever, a virtual networking lounge, which I can dive into in a little bit. And we're also offering a raffle giveaway with a free Apple Watch, which is exciting. And always we provide access to all recordings to attendees through the virtual experience for up to 60 days following the event. So if there's events or live sessions that attendees aren't able to make, or they have to make a hard decision between two because they're both so compelling at the same time slot, they can always go back within the next 60 days to watch whatever they missed or rewatch what they wanted to go back to revisit.
That's awesome. Nice for them to have it on file if needed. I think it's always helpful to know what to expect from people who have experienced something before you or attended an event before you. Have you heard from advisors who've attended some of our summits of years past?
Yes. So every year after the summit, we send a survey out to attendees to really capture people's favorite moments or areas of opportunity for us to grow in years to come. And we are always learning from feedback. So a couple quotes I pulled out from feedback from our survey from 2022, I'd love to share. One quote was from an attendee, a customer that had something to say about the content that they experienced through the summit. And they said that, quote, "I thought it was all very useful information. As I am in my second year in the finance industry, I'm still trying to learn as much as I can," end quote. Another person said that they found real solutions to current client concerns that they plan to apply immediately, which we love to hear. Another person said, from a one-on-one session that they had with an expert trainer, they said one-on-one follow-up sessions were the most impactful because they could follow up with questions about things they saw or learned from the previous day. So we love to hear that type of stuff. But those are just a couple quotes I was able to pull out from our broader survey from last year, just to kind of illustrate some specific takeaways that attendees had in years past. And I will say that the attendee demographic is a pretty even split across different users, across our different packages. So we have pretty equal plus pro and premier users in attendance, if that helps people to kind of figure out if they qualify to get the most out of the experience. They absolutely can, no matter what package they have. So I thought I'd just include that as well.
Thank you. It's definitely helpful for people to know, I would think, that you can be a seasoned e-money user and really benefit from Summit, and kind of goes back to one of my previous questions. Or, you know, you can be a brand new user to e-money, and you can also be a brand new advisor in the industry. As one of your quotes really showed, someone who's really implementing what they learned, and they've just been an advisor for 2 years. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure thing.
And I know we might have some listeners who maybe they've attended Summit in the past, whether that be in person or virtually. So what's different about this year's Summit, maybe than, you know, one of the summits that we've hosted before? And what could they expect to see that might be different for them this year?
Yeah, so every year we centralize the summit around a new theme based on proprietary research findings and top search topics among our user base. So although some of the topics and content that's touched on in the sessions might be repeated, we always offer a variety of different learning opportunities every year. There's this insightful research and these findings are different every year. And so that way attendees that may have come in years past will leave this year and future years just learning something new that they haven't learned before and potentially applying new business approaches. The theme for this year, for example, is Beyond the Plan, which we're really excited about. A brief couple notes about what that means is, as client expectations can continue to expand and financial professionals must evolve to ensure that the value they offer keeps pace, no matter where that client is on their financial journey, having the capability to understand and adapt to their financial planning needs is absolutely crucial. So by exploring this space beyond the plan, kind of where technology, financial psychology, and commitment to service meets, advisors can enhance their value and provide the personalized experiences their clients are truly seeking while unlocking their full potential as a trusted financial partner. So this is a theme and angle we've actually never explored before, and we're just really excited to share our findings with attendees.
I'm really excited to hear that because we've talked a lot about that just in the work that we do in how personal financial planning is. And that's one of the things that I personally love about eMoney is that you can use it as a tool to really help your client understand their personal financial situation. So I'm excited for advisors to kind of get to know a little bit more about that. On the flip side of the advisors who maybe have experienced Summit in the past, what's one piece of advice you have for an advisor who's never been but will be attending the Summit in October?
I would say a piece of advice I have for those who haven't gone before is definitely take the time ahead of time of the event to build your agenda. We will have a pretty jam-packed 3 days, and it's exciting. We have so much great, valuable content to offer. It's really up to the attendee to choose and curate an agenda that makes the most sense to what they're looking to get out of this event. So I think just taking a little bit of time, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes before day one, to just go in and sign in with their credentials, look around the agenda, the offerings, the time slots that are being offered, and just start to save different events to their calendars to hold those spots. Those are just really good prep steps to take to make sure you're making the most of your time. There is an option to export a calendar invite to yourself too from the application that the event is hosted on. So that just makes it easier to integrate reminders for yourself in Outlook or any other email database that a client might be using just to remind themselves what's the timing of important sessions they want to join.
Yeah, there is a lot to choose from when it comes to presentations, main stage presentations versus breakouts. And one of the cool things is that advisors can access the agenda highlights on our Summit site. But I would like to kind of dive into the main stage versus the breakouts. So can you talk a little bit about what they can expect from the main stage presentation versus the breakout sessions?
Sure. Yeah, I can dive into that a little bit more to make it a little clearer for people. So the main stage presentations will be for everyone, regardless if you're a customer or not using eMoney. So the main stages will really host leadership addresses, the research and insights portion of our research. Another main stage is actually a two-part presentation of our research where attendees will learn the importance of trust for clients, seeking a more personalized experience, practical examples from our panel of experts who can actually help advisors secure that trust through behaviors, plans, and technology. So that's one main stage presentation that kind of hooks right into our research. That's going to be great. Our product vision and roadmap is a highly sought after session every year. It's where attendees can hear directly from our product management team and just learn where our innovative planning and technology is headed and how we are looking to shape up the roadmap to help support a collaborative client experience. Sponsor presentations are going to be held on the main stage, such as the one from Fidelity, which is labeled this year, 5 Steps to Stand Out in Every Environment. And then last but not least, of course, our keynote addresses this year is Sally and Morgan, Sally Krawcheck and Morgan Housel. So those are the main stages that we're offering this year at the Summit. And how they differ from breakouts is really breakouts are where attendees can earn their CE credits. They're just more educational, hands-on learning, providing clear, actionable takeaways for attendees to take back to their businesses immediately following. So this year, our CE sessions kind of have been categorized into 4 key areas of focus to make it easier for attendees to navigate based on themes that might stand out to them. So the 4 areas of our breakout sessions fall within motivating clients to take action, facilitating interactive client meetings and decision center. The 3rd is demonstrating value to prospects to drive conversions. And the last is a day in the life of a holistic advisor. So as you can see, there's just a lot we're offering, and that's kind of how they separate out between what a main stage expectation would look like versus what a breakout experience would look like.
That was so helpful, and I'm sure many people listening will also find it helpful just to kind of have an idea of what to expect and also know a little bit more about the differences between those two. And you kind of gave some insight into who they can expect to hear from when it comes to our speakers at Summit, which is great. One of my favorite parts about Summit is just how multifaceted it is. And I know you talked a little bit about diving into interactive client meetings at Summit. Well, one of the things that's kind of cool about our Summit experience for advisors is that we really try to make it interactive. And so I'd love to kind of hear a little bit more, just starting with the interactive side of things. How will Summit be interactive while still being virtual?
Yeah, creating an interactive experience for virtual attendees really takes intention and planning. It's, you know, as you know, it's not like we can just kind of host a couple happy hours or social breaks like many in-person events are able to accommodate. So we have to be really thoughtful about carving out space for attendees to have that time, because we know how impactful that can be to kind of share with your peers and have that time to get to know other folks using the technology that you're using. So this year we're offering a couple options. We're offering 5 limited space roundtable discussions with eMoney users and thoughtfully selected moderators. What's different about these sessions from breakouts is that cameras will be encouraged to be turned on, microphones turned on, and participants are expected to engage in really thought-provoking dialogue. So that's kind of one way we're trying to build in a more interactive virtual experience to get people more engaged. Another new thing we're doing this year is we're hosting our first ever virtual networking lounge on the third day of the event sponsored by Finteract. And it's open to all attendees to participate. So the discussion topic this year is geared around our theme, which is how do you go beyond the plan? And what we're going to want is to encourage participants to chat in some best practices they implement in their business. This, I think, will help to get the conversation started, open a great door to learning from peers on really like relevant information or maybe new ways that these individuals may have not thought that they could use eMoney before on the tools they already have access to in new ways. So it's good thought sharing that we want to facilitate and provide people the opportunity to engage in. On that note, as an added bonus, those who will be participating in that open virtual networking lounge, we're going to enter into that raffle that I mentioned earlier to win a free Apple Watch, just as a kind of nice added token of our appreciation for engaging in the conversation. And then finally, the last area of interaction that we would really like to promote with attendees this year that's included is the one-to-one training. So that's an area of the event that has great value. We actually saw 108% increase in one-to-one training registration sessions last year over the previous one. So that's just telling us that attendees really do look at this element of the summit as a differentiator for them, as a real value driver to getting them to come. And what's great is it's this direct line to some of our best experts here at eMoney that really has no agenda to it. The advisor can pre-select the topics they're interested in discussing with a trainer ahead of time. They can secure the session time that works best for their schedules. But then once they're on these calls with a one-to-one trainer, they can really use this time to kind of dive into any area that they'd like to make that really customized and interactive for them. So hopefully that helps. Just a couple areas where we're trying to add interactivity to a virtual event.
Absolutely. Definitely helpful for users to know a little bit about what to expect in terms of how interactive the experience can be and what they can make of it. And my personal favorite part is that they get the opportunity to interact with peers, because it's awesome to get to hear from speakers and panelists, but to really get the opportunity to interact with other advisors and learn what is working for them, learn how they're using eMoney, that is so valuable to their business and to also their client relationships, which is really at the heart of it all. So that's definitely what I'm most excited for them. I would love to kind of step outside of the box a little bit and now ask you, what part of Summit are you most excited for our advisors to experience?
Such a hard one. There's so many great things. But I would say I personally love this year's theme. I think every year we come up with great themes, but this one really touches on true areas investors have come to expect from the relationship with their financial professional. So I really just think it's going to resonate with most attendees at the event this year. Personally, I'm also looking forward to the Michael Kitz's session. He's an engaging speaker, big industry influencer. It's the first time I believe we're having him participate in one of our breakouts. So I think that that's going to be really exciting. And then obviously our keynotes. Our keynotes are always the highest rated. I'm really looking forward to tuning into Sally Krawcheck and Morgan Housel's presentations this year. So a couple things, but I would say if I had to narrow it down, it'd be those areas.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, definitely excited to hear some of those speakers. Okay, thank you so much, Julie. This was so helpful. Before we kind of close things out, I do want to just let listeners know where they can register and how they can find out more information on Summit in general.
The quickest way to register is just headed right over to our emoneyadvisor.com/summit website. We have also a really thoughtful FAQ link on the site with most asked questions in case any other questions come up for folks. If you are an eMoney user, you're most likely going to also hear from us via email and through social media. I'm just trying to think if there's any other quick information that might be helpful. I don't know if we got into CE credits, but maybe it's worth just quickly touching on CE opportunities because CE is an area where it's a big driver for why people join the summit. Earning CE credits, like I said, is really one of the biggest reasons why a lot of attendees do make the effort to come. We'll be offering up to 17 CE credits throughout the event over the 3 days this year. Each breakout is about 55 minutes long, and attendees will earn one credit per session. Other sessions offering CE credits include the CFP Board of Ethics and the Big Beyond the Plan panel, so just a couple outside of breakouts, but most of them can be earned through breakouts. And then the way that would work for those who haven't attended before and received CE credits is following a training event, attendees will receive an email from us of their attendance records so they can self-report participation to the governing body that oversees their additional designations. It's a pretty straightforward process, but it's a great way to earn those credits. Otherwise, I think we covered everything that can be covered about the summit. I really hope that listeners feel that they got a good rundown of what they can expect this year out of the event. Takes a whole village to put this thing on here at eMoney, and we're just so excited. We know our community will be excited. We're pumped to reveal our proprietary research like we do every year, and we really hope that we get to see as many customers as we can this year at the virtual summit.
Thank you so much, Julie. Thanks for coming on the podcast today. And thanks for telling listeners a little bit more about eMoney Summit for 2023.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode on eMoney's 2023 Summit with Julie Salvatore. You're leaving this episode with lots of info on our upcoming virtual event. Most importantly, where to find information and how to register. Catch me here next time with another fun guest from the eMoney community, and in the meantime, we would love to hear from you. Do you have feedback to share or topics you'd like to know more about? Send us an email at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com.